In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We are in the holy season of Lent, a season of penitence and fasting, when the Church encourages all believers to engage in self-examination and repentance and to seek a new life in Christ Jesus. That new life may be full of dreams, and we often find ourselves in prayer of petition. That brings me to this question. Have you ever needed one thing and God fulfilled that need even without you asking? And sometimes God offered more than you could ever imagine. That's what happened to the blind beggar in today's gospel. The Apostle John tells us that as Jesus walked along, he saw a man blind from birth. The disciples asked Jesus, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned. He was born blind so that God's works might be revealed in him." Then Jesus added this. He said, "We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." Now, after he said this, Jesus spat on the ground and made mud with his saliva and spread the mud on the man's eyes, saying to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam." The blind man went, washed, and came back able to see. Glory to God. You see, my friends, the beggar needed healing for blindness, which the disciples thought was caused by sin. But Jesus saw it as an opportunity to do the work that will bring glory to God. So Jesus healed the blind man, one of 37 miracles of Jesus recorded in the Holy Scriptures. Then came the second blessing. Jesus found the man after he was driven out of the synagogue and asked him, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" "And who is he, sir?" the man asked Jesus, telling him, "Tell me so that I may believe in him." Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and the one speaking with you is he." Then the former blind man said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshipped Jesus. Here, my friend, is a helpless man who can't even imagine what it will be like to see, since he was blind from birth, able to receive God's mercy that is beyond comprehension. And not only did Jesus restore his physical blind sight, he also blessed this man with spiritual vision. My brothers and sisters, that's what happens when you encounter God. You see, God reveals his divine plans for you, which are better than yours. In his compassion, Jesus sees your need and offers help. John's account, you see, of this healing is a wonderful depiction of spiritual blindness. See, after Jesus restores the man's physical light, the Pharisees are unable to accept this healing. And despite evidence, logic, and even good theology, the Pharisees simply refused to accept the truth. So they point to the fact that healing of the blind man on the Sabbath of the, was against Jewish law. Then they questioned the man's parents to see if the man was really truly born blind. The insinuation here is that the healing is a trick from a charlatan prophet. Finally, then, the man himself is ridiculed and insulted. The Pharisees label him a sinner, undeserving of God's love and healing. See, all that make the Pharisees spiritually blind, while the man born blind shows spiritual vision. He testified to the miracle healing when he tells the Pharisees, "One thing I do know, I was born blind, but now I see." He even educates the Pharisees on several points of theology. He says, "We know that God does not listen to sinners, but God listens to one who worships him and obeys his will." My friends, if you believe in Jesus, your testimony can be the same as that of this blind man. If this man were not from God, he would do nothing. And, my friends, he is a prophet, the man claims. That's what he told the Pharisees who were struggling to understand the miracle. The Pharisees couldn't see the transforming love of Christ. The neighbors also couldn't believe their eyes when Jesus healed the man. They were all, you see, were spiritually blind, and in some ways so are we. You see, my friends, spiritual blindness is a condition that people have when they are unable or unwilling to know God and to acknowledge his mighty power and divine works in our lives. Although God is working all around us, pursuing us, and showing us his glory, some people cannot perceive his divine works. The man born blind saw Jesus and the mighty power of God. It is he, see, who has spiritual sight, whereas the Pharisees, who have physical sight, are the ones who are spiritually blind. The truth is, we are spiritually blind when we fail to trust and obey Jesus. But then there is good news for us here. And the good news is that we are not without hope. Jesus has the ability and the desire to come to you and to me to work a miracle in our lives, as he did for the man born blind. Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. We, my friends, and that begins when we put our trust in Jesus. So during this season of penitence, I encourage you to repent, to seek God's forgiveness, and put your faith in Jesus. By faith, you can see Jesus. By faith, you can encounter Jesus, just like the blind man. And when we come to faith in Christ, we are saved instantly, completely, and eternally. Are you spiritually blind? If so, Jesus can give you a clear vision. The miracle healing of the blind beggar shows us that Jesus has compassion on those who cannot see, and he has the power to change their lives. My friends, Jesus can do a great work in you today. So I encourage you to look to the Savior and put your trust in Him. The blind beggar encountered Jesus and was blessed abundantly. He did nothing on his own to deserve that touch from the Master. And there was no way that he could have earned the healing of his physical blindness. It was only by God's grace that he received the life-changing spiritual vision, the same that the Anglican clergyman John Newton wrote about in 1779. He said, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. With God's amazing grace, I too can profess that once I was blind, but now I see. I may have lost the physical vision in my left eye, but I have received the spiritual sight to recognize and believe in Jesus as my Lord and Savior." How about you, my friends? Is Jesus your Lord and Savior? Do you trust and obey Him? During this season of Lent, will you seek and reconcile in Christ by self-examination and repentance, by prayer, fasting, and self-denial, and by reading and meditating on God's holy words? I pray you will. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.